realm, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. I'm Scantron, and this is episode 168. That was the song How I Spent My Summer Vacation by the band Bitch Tits. And yeah, how did you spend your summer vacation? Summer's winding down. It's Labor Day weekend. I don't know if you can hear some of the background noise, but there's lots of barbecues going on, lots of music being played, lots of people being out this weekend. So I hope you are out enjoying it, and I hope your summer has been awesome. Let us know how your summer has been, whether you've been on tour, whether you just started a band, whether you volunteered at a girls' rock camp or a queer rock camp or anything that was really awesome that happened to you this summer. We'd love to hear it. And speaking of the end of summers, we have one last wretched party of the summer happening next Saturday night, September 12th at Don Pedro in Brooklyn. And tonight I'm actually featuring some of the bands, well, all the bands that are playing at this event. So I'll talk more about the actual event later, but I just want to talk more about Bitch Tits, whose song you just heard. They are based in Brooklyn. Their first EP is the result of 2 hours of recording on two old reel-to-reel tape machines in a living room in Carbondale, Illinois. They formed in 2013, and they're made up of Charlotte on guitar and vocals, Tom on synth, and Emily on drums. And I've got two more songs coming up called Censor Shit and My Body. And if you want to find out more information about them, head over to homoground.com/episode168, where you can find links to their Bandcamp, website, and Facebook pages, and you can find more info on Wretched. I've got it! I'm gonna
try to take me.
That was music from Bitch Tits. Bitch Tits will be playing at our Wretched Party on Saturday, September 12th at Don Pedro at 90 Manhattan Avenue in Brooklyn. The closest trains are the L, J, M, and the G train. Doors are at 8 p.m. Show starts at 9, but get there a little early because happy hour ends at 9. Don Pedro is pretty good on prices, so even if you get there afterwards, I think they definitely have cheaper beers in other places. You can find a link to the event on our episode page at homoground.com/episode168. We've got a Facebook event linked there. You can check out the flyer. The theme is I Know What You Did Last Summer. And other bands that are playing along with Bitch Tits are Plastic Passion and Skiz Whores. Coming up, I'm going to play some music from Plastic Passion. They've been featured on our podcast before and have also played some Homoground events in the past. Plastic Passion is made up of Jessica Chaos on vocals, Deborah Sanchez on lead guitar, Christine Simon on bass, and Stacey Lee on drums. Collectively, they have a goal to play every single rock venue in America and also the world, including but not limited to your basement. So if you have a place for them to play, get in touch with them. I'm sure they would love to do it if they can. They've also got a few other shows coming up. They're playing at Moo Palooza on Staten Island on September 19th and the Ghost of Uncle Joe's Cemetery Halloween Party in Jersey City on October 24th. You can find links to all of those shows, their website, contact information at homoground.com/episode168. Coming up are the songs Monster Stomp, Come On, Come On, and Dance Song.
alone, so swim with me. Into my eyes, into my heart, into my eyes, into my heart, into my eyes, into my heart. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. And in my heart, there lives a dream that needs
Up next, I've got a song from Skiz Whores. They're from Madison, Wisconsin, and they're on tour, and they'll be playing at Wretched. So come check them out, support touring bands, and support local music all at the same time. How about that? Skiz Whores describe themselves as grunge smear shakes hands with punk rock, creating something that is nostalgic to some, but also creating a new sound to hit the stages with a destructive and passionate energy that draws in audience members to relate and feel connected to what they're witnessing. After playing Wretched, they'll be heading to Annapolis, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Johnson City, Tennessee, Lexington, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, if you're in any of those areas, you have the chance to witness this exciting, nostalgic, destructive, passionate energy that they describe themselves at. If you want to find out more information on any of those shows, head over to homoground.com/episode168. You can find links. So coming up, I've got the song Manifest These Times by Skiz Whores. It's so awesome to be able to do these episodes that preview shows before they happen, because it gets me really excited to go see the actual show just by hearing these songs. And it's like, yes, especially this one, so much energy. I'm really excited. So head over to Don Pedro, Wretched, September 12th. It'll be a good time. Come out. Even if you don't even like the bands that are playing, come out and make some new friends. Catch up with old ones. I don't know. It's fun. We have lots of fun at these Homoground events. Speaking of things that Homoground has been up to, if you haven't been over to homoground.com lately or checked out our Mixcloud, we've got a few mixtapes. Some of them are only available on Spotify. Some of them are only available through Mixcloud. So if you've only been checking up on us on iTunes, then you're missing out on some other things. We've got a mixtape that was put together by Queers and Coffee, which is a really cool Tumblr blog that features queers and coffee. The mixtape is called Summer Breeze, so, you know, we're just loving on summer as hard as we can, because I don't know about you, but summer is like my season to thrive. So check that out. It's a really awesome mix. We had another mixtape I put out a couple weeks ago called Morning Skin. It's a bunch of sexy time jam songs, so if you're trying to get in that mood, then I suggest you go check that one out. We've also got a new podcast series called XS, and that one's like a mini version of the Homo Ground podcast. Not as much talking, more music. We have 2 episodes of that. Check that out. You can hit that up on iTunes. And yeah, if you're just tuning in for the first time or pretty recently, we've got 167 other episodes for you to check out. And we just moved all of our episodes over to a new podcast hosting server thing. So if you've been seeing some wacky stuff happen on our iTunes feed or whatever feed you're subscribed to, just know that, like, we're aware of that. We know that it's being wacky. We move everything over and it republished all of the episodes. So you might have seen that there were like 100-something new episodes, but really they were like episodes we had done a year ago. But I mean, if you're just finding us now, those are new to you. So I'm sure there's some pretty awesome gems in there, bands you might not have known about. So yeah, check that out. It's like binging on a TV show on Netflix, but like with podcasts. So yeah, I'm going to go into some more music. I've got music by Cryptelect from Atlanta, Georgia. Cryptelect is a project by Sanyu Nicholas. Sanyu uses digital sound manipulation, cinematic ambience, and heavy percussion to produce textured tracks. So I've got the songs Falling and Unrequited coming up. And to find links to Cryptelect, head over to homoground.com/episode168. We'll be right back. up, I've got music from Mind Cocoon from Oakland, California. Mind Cocoon is made up of Gabby and Ryan, who aim at promoting the mental metamorphosis from larval states of consciousness to butterfly enlightenment, altering thinking from automatized to humanized, from subservient to subversive. They believe it all starts with consciousness, the ability to question the systems in place around you, no matter where you lie on the spectrum. Mind Cocoon are passionate radicals looking for a creative outlet to express their black sheep spirit. They are musicians, readers, writers, poets, artists, graphic designers, photographers, videographers, philosophers, psychologists, twerkers, screamers, lovers, and dreamers. They do it all. In fact, Gabby from Mind Cocoon was telling me about a new video series of backyard sessions that they've been working on in support of Miley Cyrus's Happy Hippie Foundation, which advocates for homeless and LGBTQ youth. You can check out the first video of the series, which is a cover of Bikini Kill's Feels Blind, at homoground.tv. If you're in the Oakland area and want to participate, perform, or volunteer your beautiful backyard for future episodes, get in touch with them. You can find links on our website. And coming up, I've got a few songs by them called Blue Eye, Green Eye, Deviant Dreams, and Still Sane, which is a Lorde cover.
Ooh. scattering gold upon the
all day keeps me up a level, all working on. takes me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit, yeah.
All right, I've got one more musical act for you tonight, today, whatever time of the day it is that you're listening to this. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. If you want to find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can usually just do it by searching Homo Ground, or you can find all the links at homoground.com. Pretty easy if you want to tweet at us, get involved, get in touch, whatever. If you are listening to us on iTunes, it would be really awesome if you could leave us a review. Actually, I'm going to read one of the reviews that we've gotten recently, and if you leave a review on there, there is a chance that we will read it on a future episode of the podcast. I want to read one by Mike Qwerty, M-I-K-E-Q-W-E-R-T-Y, on July 7th of this year. Mike says, Homo Ground is where it's at, run by people who truly care about new LGBTQ artists and their visions, curated excellently and cohesively, and just an overall enlightening joy. Love this podcast so much. Favorite music podcast, hands down, perhaps favorite podcast of all. Whoa, that is an awesome review. I just pulled it up and I hadn't seen that one yet. So thank you, Mike. Wherever you are, if you're hearing this, shoot us a message. I definitely want to send you a Homo Ground t-shirt, a little swag bag with some stickers and goodies in it. So yeah, if you are listening to this, Mike Qwerty, hit us up, homoground@gmail.com or on Twitter, whatever's easiest for you. So yeah, you can head over to homoground.com/iTunes to go directly to our iTunes page. Leave us a review, that'd be awesome. We'll be reading those out and giving out goodies to those that we feature. So closing out tonight, I've got Audra Isadora, a New York City-based sultry powerhouse who makes soulful glam pop. She performs with a full instrumental band and describes herself as the petri dish love child of Grace Jones, Billie Holiday, and David Bowie. Her sophomore EP, Bravely Girl, was released this summer. A few months ago, she did a tribute to Grace Jones called Grace Period, and that just took place at Joe's Pub here in NYC. You can see a video of the full performance on homoground.tv, so check it out. It's pretty incredible, complete with multiple outfit changes. And yeah, if you were at Afropunk Fest, and you saw Grace Jones, I heard that was amazing. Unfortunately, I was out of town and couldn't make it, but everyone I know that went says Grace Jones was just magnificent and minds were blown. Yeah, and like, Grace Jones is pretty old. I mean, not saying like, not to be ageist or anything, but I mean, you know, she's in her older stages of life, but, and to be able to still perform the way that she performs and to, you know, carry that same energy and inspire that feeling in people, you know, where it's like, oh my God, like, that is a performer. That's really amazing. But yeah, I mean, if that's your calling and that's what you love to do, then it doesn't matter what age you are. That's going to shine through no matter what. So coming up, I've got music by Audra Isadora, songs Creature of Desire and June Song. And if you want to find out more information on her, head over to homoground.com/episode168, and we'll see you later, either in the virtual realm through podcasts, mixtapes, and whatever else we do, or out in the real world at different events. I haven't mentioned this on the podcast, but I have been dropping little hints on Twitter and Instagram and social media that Homo Ground is involved with organizing a 3-day queer music festival here in Brooklyn happening later in September, September 25th through the 27th. So put that on your calendar. It's called Freak Out Fest. I'll put some links in the episode notes so you can check that out. It's going to be amazing. We've got, I don't even know how many bands, but we reached out to so many and they're, oh, just so good. So stay tuned, because over the next couple weeks, we'll be putting together episodes featuring that festival. So yeah, all right. See you later.
I see my reflection. Thank you.
allowed to touch me. Your hand in mine, your lips are on my skin.
June's supposed to be busting out, oh, oh, oh. I think I peed in my pants.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.